In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 29th of the month of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now, for this moment, we want to bless this part. So we'll listen to an ayah from the Holy Quran, and of course, we'll learn about it. For today, chapter Luqman, verse 17.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانه عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
O my son, establish prayer. Enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong, and be patient over what befalls you. Indeed, all that is of the matters requiring determination.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the duties of the parents unto their children is to recommend them to perform prayer. We must train our children to be believers and godly by means of recommending them the prayers, and also through recommending them that they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, we may bring them up, thereby some social and responsible persons. However, after strengthening the foundations of origin and resurrection, which are the sources of all theological beliefs, Luqman refers to the most important thing, that is the performance of the prayer.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special, and in this part we'll look at the blessing of having the daughter in a family. To God belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He, Allah, creates what He wills and plans. He bestows children, male or female, according to His will and plan. Or He, Allah, bestows both males and females, and He leaves barren whom He will. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, Surah Shura, that is Surah 42 of the Holy Quran, verses 49 to 50. Based on this noble verse, female offspring are an aspect of the kinship of God and the manifestation of His will in creation and the light of His knowledge and power in regards to men. One who strives to raise his children and gets them acquainted with Allah, the prophets, the leadership of the imams, and the Quran shall leave a highly valuable thing behind which cannot be matched. This is better for him in the presence of Allah and will be good for the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. The issue of Islamic education for girls is usually one of the most important issues for families who want to achieve excellence and the best results in the matter of moral guidance. Based on religious teachings and observing the points that we shall explain, we will refer to some points considering the Islamic upbringing of our girls and daughters. We can be the most effective in shaping the moral and behavioral character of our daughters. For families, one of the most important questions regarding the education of our girls from childhood to youth is what principles and path should be followed so that the best result as a moral fruit is borne by the child. The first impression you have on your child, regardless of their gender, is related to your own behavior and action. They become what we are, not what we want or pretend to be. Islamic education of a girl means moderation in behavior and attitude. Imagine that every morning your child witnesses the scene of praying or reciting the Holy Quran by you. Naturally, the first question for him will be why you keep doing this. Of course, before he wants to get the right answer about it, he or she is unconsciously repeating it. That is, by the age of 9, children are likely to do something before they ask about it.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Let's look at the things to teach our children, especially our daughters. We can teach them the hijab. The hijab is her shield against oppression. Dear brothers and sisters, contrary to what everyone says, the woman who is forced to dress in skimpy clothes is told that it is an achievement to be lusted by other men who admire her for nothing but her figure and style and feels she is missing out if she doesn't look beautiful, is the one who is oppressed. She is oppressed to believe that her worth lies in her outward beauty and unknowingly bullied to believe that this is the goal she needs to strive for. Grooming oneself and wanting to look pretty is part of being a woman, okay? And a Muslim woman must not let herself go. Teach your daughter to look after herself, take care of her diets and exercise, and groom herself and look pretty, but do tell her to not give in displaying herself to those who don't care for her, for the odd men on the streets, the person behind the checkout counter or the boy in her class explained to her that her hijab is her shield against this oppression. It will not only protect her from the ill intentions of others, but will grant her the power to reveal her inner beauty. When others cannot dictate to you their terms of beauty, your inner beauty will shine and reveal to them the strength, courage, and intelligence of the Muslim within. We entitled this part, Heavens Are Mandatory for the Parents. Listen to this part, please. For a society in the past, having a daughter is a burden and shame to the family. But Allah values a daughter highly, as He promised paradise for whoever has a daughter. A Muslim who has two daughters or sisters, three daughters or sisters, and brings them up in the right way under the fears of Allah, then Allah made Jannah mandatory only for him. When a family has daughters, it doesn't matter how many did they have, the blessing for the parents from Allah is the same. Even if a Muslim has only one daughter, he will enter Jannah along with a Muslim having two or three daughters.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi brought the religion of Islam, he didn't just bring rituals, acts of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi brought a movement, a social movement, changing the dynamics of society. And one of the things that the religion of Islam focused on and changed is the perspective towards women, towards daughters, towards sisters. This was changed by Islam and by the Quran and by the religion, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Prior to Rasulullah's message, the woman, and not only in the Arabian Peninsula, but all over the world, women were regarded as second or third class citizens. They were not respected. If someone has a daughter, this was regarded as a shame for them. And Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. If they tell someone, your wife gave birth to a girl, they would get so angry and so upset and so sad. وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. He wouldn't know where to hide his face from his friends, from his people. مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيَمْسِكْهُ عَلَىٰ هُونَ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Should he hold her and keep this baby with shame, or should he bury her in the soil? Because there was something called wad, meaning they used to bury the child as soon as they find out the gender, as soon as they find out that it's a girl. They would become upset and they would say, this is a liability, this is going to cost me, this is going to this and that. And they would bury her alive. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Allah mentions it in the Quran. And this is something that the religion of Islam changed.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.